Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Every year, the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem to the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the feast as usual. When they were on their way home after the feast, the boys of Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents knowing. They assumed he was with the caravan. It was only after a day's journey that they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem looking for him everywhere. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions, and all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." "Why were you looking for me?" he replied. "Did you not know that I must be busy with my father's affairs?" But they did not understand what he meant. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and lived under their authority. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was indebted really to Bible Alive today, because everything they wrote, I just thought it would be good to hear. Because St. Joseph was a crucially important person in Jesus' life. From him, he must have learned much. He was his foster father after all. And his obedience to Joseph was the temple image of his filial obedience to his heavenly father. Joseph must have done a great job, because scripture records that Jesus was obedient to his parents, and that he increased in wisdom and stature, in favour with God and man. And so Pope Paul VI, reflecting on the home of Nazareth, wrote, "The home of Nazareth is the school where we begin to understand the life of Jesus, the school of the Gospel. First then, a lesson of silence. May esteem for silence, that admirable and indispensable condition of mind, revive in us." And of course, many are going to be forced into isolation, and some silence too. And our churches, we won't be able to celebrate Mass, but we can come, particularly in the hour specified in this place, and just be quiet and be with the Lord. And then a lesson on family life. May Nazareth teach us what family life is: its communion of love, its austere and simple beauty, and its sacred and inviolable character. A lesson for our work. Nazareth, home of the carpenter's son. In you I would choose to understand and proclaim the severe and redeeming law of human work. To conclude, I want to greet all the workers of the world, holding up to them their great pattern, their brother who is God. And that was Paul VI. But then, being Mary's husband and Jesus' foster father certainly had its own unique challenges. The virgin birth, the visit of the Magi, meeting Simeon and Anna in the temple, the escape into Egypt, and losing Jesus for 3 days when he was only 12 years old. Joseph could not have understood these events as they unfolded. What we do know is that he and Mary accepted them in faith. Faith, of course, came very much out in the reading, second reading, but even so the faith in the first reading as well. Joseph, a great man of faith. There is a humanity and ordinariness about Joseph which makes him so attractive to us. His patronage of carpenters and allied trades is traditional. But he's also patron of doubters, because he doubted whether to take Mary as his wife. Of travellers, because of his flight into Egypt. And of a happy death, because a holy legend grew up that Jesus met by his bedside when he died. And Lord, in everything that's going on at the moment, Joseph actually, it's a good day for us to have this last mass in a way, because Joseph, husband of Mary, foster father Jesus, protector of the church, a happy death, all those still at work, and those losing their work at the moment, all those things we can reflect on. And of course, family life, people locked down as families, even those in isolation. All of that we can breathe and just hold very much in our prayers as we're thinking of this situation in this very year of 2020.